nieces and nephews.
Or cousins and everybody you say.
My relatives.
Anything else you say besides relatives?
Oh, kinfolks. Some people say kinfolks.
Would you say that?
No, I think most people around here do say relatives.
You say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, it'd be him.
Stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
A foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hasn't come from a different country?
No.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, you might call him up.
No. I just say he's not a very good preacher.
What about a carpenter who's not very good?
A carpenter that's not very good, you would call him a jake leg carpenter.
Uh-huh. What else would you call a jake leg besides a carpenter?
A plumber. Almost anything like that, you know, carpenter or plumber or an electrician that had no formal training, you know, hadn't been to school. He just picked this up.
What about a lawyer? Would you have a jake leg lawyer?
No.
What about a preacher?
No.
A jake leg would have to be someone who's...
More in the labor category, you know.
Skilled labor.
Unskilled labor, because you would call skilled if they'd been trained to do that, you know.
Do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
No.
Or, as a family name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? Like if you were introducing her, you say this is...
Mrs. Cooper?
What about Ms.
Cooper. Some people do say Ms. Cooper.
Do you say that?
I think I usually say Mrs.
How does Ms. sound to you?
It's incorrect. Mrs. or Mrs., you know.
Uh-huh.
And then Miss. And Ms. is a shortened version of Mrs., you see.
Uh-huh.
And it isn't correct.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt?
Do you ever hear people say aunt?
Yes.
Who would say that?
My grandmother.
How did she?
She just had a little different way of talking than the rest of us. Like her. She said huh and thou and aunt and trousers for pants, you know, I told you yesterday. And
where did she say she
was from? Alabama. Her father was from Alabama. And she only went through the third or the fourth grade, but she was self-educated. You know, all of my people, really. Everybody reads a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I married into a family that's the same way everybody reads. For instance, I read no fiction, but I read the U.S. News and World Report every week, and Reader's Digest every month, National Geographic every month. I get a travel magazine that I read every month. And the newspaper from cover to cover, and then the Bible, and that's all I read.
Did you say where in Alabama you're?
I don't know. I know they did come from Alabama. My great grandfather Phillips came from Alabama. I don't know if it was North or South Alabama, but I know that she talked like somebody from Mississippi. You know, she had that old Southern. Genteel, you know, way of talking.
How do you react to the different ways people talk? I mean, does that sound aristocratic to you when people say for her?
No. Well, to tell you the truth, it sounds like nigger talk to me.
Is that how the blacks around here talk? They say
huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they